Hello guys, this is the first podcast which I'm recording, so which is why I just wanted to start off with the topic of gratitude, which is lacking in most of us these days, which is one of the very most vital thing required to have a happy and successful life. So what is gratitude? Gratitude is something that you are grateful for, of something that you have in your life and you should be happy about it. And but you know, there are a lot of times when we feel that we are not happy, we feel that, you know, so and so things shouldn't have happened in our lives, but amidst all of that, we forget that we have a lot of things which a lot of privileges which a lot of people do not have and they cannot afford. There are so many people wanting to live your life right now, the life which you are living. There are so many people who aspire to live the life that you are living and complete their life, they go off, they still don't get to live it. So you must be grateful for the life you've got. You must be grateful for everything you've got. There are ups and downs in life, a lot of them. We often tend to say that this shouldn't have happened in my life, that shouldn't have happened in my life. But what we fail to understand is that it gives us something. There's something positive hidden in every negative thing. That is something which we all need to know. There is something positive hidden in every negative thing that happens in our life. And there are times when many positive things, there's some negative hidden, okay, which we sometimes tend to ignore, sometimes not. So it is just a process which we need to believe in. So talking about something that is positive in a negative thing, it is something which I have noticed personally, and it's talking about my personal experience. The experience that you get from the negative thing that you're going through more or less makes you self-sufficient, self-dependent. It will never make you be dependent on others. It will show your true capability, which we need to understand as people. I just feel that, you know, if each one of us start counting our blessings, like the way we start complaining, we complain like, oh dude, I don't like my college, I don't like my friends, I don't like this, I don't like that, you know, instead of complaining about little things, if we start being grateful for little things bit by bit, it's just a great thing. It is going to impact our life in such a better way, such a way that you will know how to live your life. You will have sympathy in your heart, you'll have empathy in your heart, you will have every positive feeling. And even if you are going through a hard phase of life, which is very common, each one of us face a lot of hardships. So even if you go through something that's very bad in your life, that is still, you are going to find something good out of it, and that is something you have to be proud of. That is something you should be grateful of, because not everyone actually gets to be grateful. So you know, when you make these resolutions of New Year's and all of that, just make sure on daily basis you be grateful. It's difficult to find, you know, initially it's like very easy, ek do din you can do it very easily, but then later on it just gets harder, like what blessing do I have. So it's like, here's a thing that you can do, okay? So this is something that I have done personally, and I've experienced it. And I was a very impatient girl, complaining about my life all the time. not wanting to live life anymore. Yeah, that actually sounds really stupid now, but there was a time when I was going through a lot of shit in my life, and which I feel that, you know, it was necessary that it happened. Now I feel that it was necessary because I got to know who are my true people, who are not, who are pretending to be my well-wishers. And yeah, so, you know, you will get the right kind of people if you have problems around you. If you don't have problems, you will just think that, you know, every other person around you is your well-wisher. But that is not the case. So here's the thing that you can do, okay? You can just start writing journal on a daily basis. So journal is something like, you know, you maintain a diary and write everything that happens in your life. Everything. Write down what makes you happy, write what makes you sad. And initially, like the days you don't have anything to write, you can write this. But what I prefer doing is I write about my entire day. I write about what has happened, like two things. I write a good thing and a bad thing, like everything. Life is a combination of both. You will never get all, you know, good stuff and then no bad stuff or all bad stuff. So, you know, it's just that, you know, sometimes bad stuff will be so bad that it, you know, overpowers the good thing, and good thing will be so very good that it overpowers the bad thing, and which because of which we tend to forget. But each and every day of our life has something great to offer. So write down everything that you want to, like everything what is in your heart, because you know, trusting people these days is not easy. And until you find your perfect person whom you can trust, be it your best friend, be it anyone, you can literally talk to your diary about it. You can tell it, okay, I feel this way today. I my day was like this. This was the best day of my life. This was the worst day of my life. This happened. This happened. You can literally tell everything to your diary. Keep it, okay? And note down all the blessings you have in a day. You had like basic, very basic stuff. What? You got 3 meals a day. You got a shelter to live. You have clothes to wear. You have a phone in your hand with data in it. Okay? So you have laptop. If not, then, you know, you have like something at least. You have, maybe you have good friends. Maybe you have great parents. We often tend to misunderstand our parents, and that will be definitely covered in the other podcast about parents. So yeah, you know, just write down everything. What I usually prefer doing is writing down all the good stuff in one diary and all the bad stuff in the other diary, because and there are a lot of people who cherish the negative stuff also later, but I'm not that person. I always want to see something good that has happened, because that if I read something negative about what has happened in my life before, I just like get like really emotional, and you know, so I just want to be grateful for everything that I have. So I maintain like two different diaries and write down all the positive things and negative things in each diary, and then by the end of the month or end of the year, so you can just, you know, open the diary and read it. And if you find something sensible in your negative thing, because you will literally laugh at it later, okay? And if you want to keep it, you can keep it, not an issue. But if you don't want to keep it, something negative, just, you know, people burn old memories, all the bad memories. So you can just burn that diary off. Make sure you read the positive diary also. And then you will have a reason to be happy. You will cherish those memories. You can just keep the diary forever with you. Also, there are people who tell me that, you know, their parents keep an eye on them and they can't maintain a diary because people will check. You know, they don't have access to their privacy. Their privacy is always invaded. You can actually go for the diaries, like the journals, which are available online. So there are a lot of apps on the Play Store where your, you know, journals are available with passcode, so no one can access it without your permission. So you can write it down. There are journals where, you know, there are paid subscriptions and you can actually attach photos to it, like more or less like a actual diary. So you have you can do that. So you know, later on, you know, when you open it off and you just see, you get that feel, you get to live that life once again. That's a really peaceful thing. So you can write it on a daily basis how your day went, or initially if you're starting off and it's difficult, like you don't know what exactly to write, then you can start writing it, like, you know, twice, once in 2 days or once in 3 days or once a week or something, or once a month. At the end of the month, you can like literally like write down everything and set the goals for the next time. This will be covered in another podcast, like how to set goals, long-term goals and short-term goals. I'll definitely cover it. Also, if you guys want me to cover something else, please let me know, because I might run out of topics. I know this is the first podcast, but I just want to make a list of all the topics that I want, that you people want to know. I will cover it definitely. So yeah, so gratitude is something that, you know, changed my entire life. I'm really grateful for like every single thing I have in my life. It has given me patience. I was a really impatient girl who never tolerated anything, and today I am a very patient girl, and I you know, react very sensibly to a lot of topics, on a lot of issues. In short, being grateful has changed my entire life. So that is what I would want all of you guys to do. Be grateful about everything in your life. And hard faces will never last. They will pass. Like, just like after every night, there's a day, there's a bright day. The darker the night is, the brighter the day is. So the problem, no matter how dark or hard the problem is, you will definitely get the brightest morning of your life. And just believe me on that. It is a process. It will end. Be grateful for everything you have. The day you start complaining about your life, that is the day you're putting yourself in problem. That is the day when you are torturing yourself. That is the day when you are harming yourself. You're not doing any harm to others. You're harming yourself. You not being grateful for the life you have might just, you know, that life might be taken away from you. You being grateful for a lot of things can just make things like really easier. I don't know if that all of this is making sense to you, but it made a sense to me, a lot of sense. Maybe I'm not able to put it in the right words, but it made a lot of sense to me when I actually became a very grateful person for every single thing I have in my life. And I might fumble with my words now, but whatever happened before was something that has framed me as a person. A girl who used to always complain about everything ended up being grateful for everything, having such a tough life. Everyone has a tough life, of course. We have our own question papers of life which we have to answer, which we have to tackle. So we just can't copy it from the other people. So everyone's life is tough according to their capabilities. And trust me, there is no problem which is beyond your capacity of beyond your capacity. Okay, so there's no problem. Aisa koi problem nahi hai jo aapki capacity se zyada ho. So you will always get something that is within your capacity, you know. Koi problem, and you might feel at that point that it's really hard to take it, but then eventually you will feel that no. Like, you know, once you start getting over the problem, so one or the other day you will definitely get over the problem, okay? So when you get over it, you will tell, you know, that, you know, when you actually, oh my god, I'm fumbling with my words. Okay, so let me just put it this way. The days when you're going through it, you will feel that, you know, you can't take it. that is not your capacity, but the day you, you know, start getting over it, or you know, completely the problem, after the problem has gone out of your life completely, you will feel that yes, I had the capacity to you know, bear it. That is why I got this problem. You need to have your capacity. Nothing is good. It might seem difficult for some time, but it will not last long. That is what I want to say today. Podcast thoda sa bada ho gaya. It's like about 15 minutes now. But yeah, so let me know. Text me and tell me which other podcast do you want me to do. I'll definitely think of it. Since this was my first podcast, I want your review. I want your feedback about how it went, what it is. And yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.